Welcome to Reborn Report. I'm Don Pfeiffer.
And I'm DJ Pfeiffer.
Today, we're continuing with our podcast, How to Obtain Supernatural Healing from God. And I don't know how long we've been doing this now for. It's got to be around 8 weeks or so, hasn't it, DJ?
Yeah, and since we've restarted our podcast.
Yeah, we're somewhere in the middle of it. And this is important. So we're taking our time with this. So how do you obtain supernatural healing from God? Is that even possible? Well, based on what we saw that the Bible says, we believe it is. Right, DJ?
Right.
Then the question becomes, how do you get it? How do you get it? Well, does it come by the way of dedicated and consistent prayer? Now, prayer is good, right? I'm not trying to belittle prayer. And I think we should do a podcast after this series is over about prayer. You know, Jesus prayed all night sometimes, the Bible says.
Yeah.
So I don't want to belittle prayer. But does healing come by dedicated and consistent prayer? You know, because millions of Christians believe that God can heal them, but they don't know if he will. And so what do? They pray, and they pray, and then they pray some more. Until finally, when they still didn't receive their healing, they'll say things like, well, God must have some reason for me to be sick. Maybe he's trying to teach me something. I've even heard that in church, trying to teach me something through my sickness. I've heard this. Sometimes he heals and sometimes he doesn't. You just never know. It's the mysterious will of God, right? So I guess the only thing I can do is just be patient and keep praying. And I think even though these are popular phrases with Christians today and in church, I don't think any of those are true. You know why? Because that kind of talk, DJ, isn't found in the Bible.
Right.
Jesus never said to somebody that came to him to look and to be healed, go pray about it. Did he? Never. And we read several scriptures that tell us what Jesus did say. And one of them was what we started off this whole series with. It was in Luke chapter 5, one of my favorite passages about healing. I think we should read that again, DJ, just to refresh ourselves. Luke chapter 5, verse 11, or I think it's 12 and 13. You want to read that, DJ?
Yep. And it happened when he was in a certain city that, behold, a man who was full of leprosy saw Jesus, and he fell on his face and implored him, saying, Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean. Then he put out his hand and touched him, saying, I am willing, be cleansed. And immediately the leprosy left him.
Wow.
But Dad, what we're trying to do here is determine the will of God for healing, right? And the question we're asking is it God's will to heal us today? And if it is, then what does a person have to do to receive supernatural healing from God? I mean, that's what this whole series is about, and we're going to be answering those questions throughout this entire series.
Right. And that's why I'm talking about prayer, because people are always praying for healing, and I'm not sure that's the way we should be going about to get healed. Now, I'm not trying to belittle prayer, right? But right. I think there's other ways. There's another way, and we're talking about that in the series. Now, if you're here joining Reborn Report for the first time, we want to welcome you. We are honored and humbled that you're watching this program. But I would suggest that you go back to the beginning of this series. You can watch this first, but go back to the beginning of the series. It started with the episode that you titled Have Faith in Your Faith, I believe, DJ, because we're teaching in a step-by-step approach to help you develop Bible-believing faith, right? And that will help you gain an understanding of just how you can receive healing from God. Okay, DJ, to answer our first question, how can we find the will of God, right? Read what Jesus said in John 6:38.
For I have come down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of my Father who sent me.
Well, that certainly explains it, doesn't it? It's easy to understand. So it would be true then to say that everything Jesus said and did was a direct revelation of the will of God, right?
Yeah.
Now turn to chapter 14 and read verse 6 and verse 9.
Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." Verse 9 says, "Anyone who has seen me has seen the Father."
Wow. Now those verses plainly answer the very first question we just said, right? How can you find the will of God? So then tell me this, DJ. Why do so many Christians today determine God's will based on the results or the lack of results of their prayers? Why are they determining God's will on what they see and how they feel instead of what God's word actually says?
And then there's this, Dad. When you question God's will for your healing, you remain in the type of religious hope that we've talked about in the past, which is a huge stumbling block to receive healing from God.
Right, because you can't have a question and be in faith at the same time, right? You can't believe and still have questions. You can't. It doesn't work that way. Mm-hmm. Now, there's nothing wrong with hope. But hope isn't faith, is it? Hope is always in the future, kind of, so to speak, waiting on God to do something more, something special, right? You're hoping for what you want to happen, but you're not sure if it will. So what do? We pray. And I think we got it wrong. But see, real Bible-believing faith pleases God. It brings his rewards. And the blessing of healing is a reward for our faith. And that faith comes to us only one way, DJ. Read Romans 10:17. We've read this before.
Yeah, it says faith comes by hearing the word of God.
Notice it doesn't say faith comes by praying really hard.
Yeah.
Like I said, I'm not trying to do a little prayer. But still, there's even a bigger problem. Most Christians today believe in God with their minds and by their natural way of thinking. Now, most people are going to say, well, isn't that the only way to believe? How else can you believe? Don't we believe with our minds and through our intellect? Well, yes and no. You see, yes, when you're dealing with the natural things of this world, right? But no, not when you're dealing with the supernatural things of God. Read Romans 10:10.
It says, it is with the heart or the spirit man believes in God.
Not with the mind, right? Not with your intellect. And I know that sounds kind of confusing. How do you believe God with your spirit? I mean, we're natural people and we aren't that in tune really with our spirit most of the time, which is a shame because we should be. So how do you believe God with your heart, your spirit? Well, when you're praying for healing, you're praying, like I said, with your mind, right? Using your intellect, right? Unless you really know the word of God really well, because then you'll pray words of faith, right? Words of God. Now, some people think, so I'm praying with my mind, of course. And some of you might think, well, wait a minute, what about a sincere heartfelt prayer? You hear that term, heartfelt prayer.
Sure.
Isn't that a spiritual prayer? Not really. You see, even a sincere heartfelt prayer is still of the mind. It's just more emotionally involved prayer, right? You really feel it. So heartfelt is an emotional prayer, not so much of the spirit, right? So we got to be careful that we don't understand the term heart and spirit, misunderstand that. I say the truth is this. When you pray to God for healing, what we're really doing, and I've been guilty of this for so many years of my life, you're reducing God's supernatural power down to your intellectual level. Think about that. When you pray, when all you do is pray for healing, you're reducing the supernatural power of God, that's what healing is from God, right? Supernatural,
right,
down to your intellectual level. That's true. But listen to this. If you speak God's healing words, right? Get to know your Bible. When you pray, pray God's words. Speak healing verses to your sickness. What's that do? It builds up your spirit strong, like we said the last couple of weeks. And it puts you on God's supernatural level, doesn't it? You're praying in God's terms, with his own words, spirit to spirit. See what I'm saying? You know, remember what we read in Proverbs 4:23, DJ. You want to read that again?
Sure. It says, out of the heart, your spirit, flows the springs of life.
Again, it doesn't say out of your mind flows the springs of life. Out of your intellect, your intelligent, flows the springs of life. Out of your spirit flows the springs of life. So the supernatural power that's in God's word comes into our spirit when we read and hear Bible scripture, right? And if we get enough of it in us, and our spirit gets built up strong, right, with God's word, then it flows supernatural healing from our spirit into all of our flesh, bringing health and healing to our flesh. It's awesome. It's not that hard. It's just so different than what we've been religiously taught. And this isn't just my idea. It's what the scripture really tells us and tells us to do. So it's Bible truth. And we should always believe what the Bible says, right? If you're a Christian. Yeah.
Now, like you were saying, Dad, we're not trying to downplay prayer because prayer is a very good thing. Yes. But Christians are relying on prayer when sometimes it's only the word of God that can bring the supernatural power for healing into their life.
Exactly. You said it. That's perfect, DJ. That explains what I've been thinking. We're using prayer, which is a good thing. We're relying on prayer when we should be relying on God's word, right? When you get sick and you get a bad report from the doctor, you come home and you pray and you pray and you call your pastor and you call the church and everybody starts praying for you. And that's good, but what you need to do is double up and triple up on your word intake, right? Because God's word will heal you. What was that one verse you said? God sent his word and snatched them from the door of death. Man, I love that. Mm-hmm. So I guess what it is we have to set aside our pride, you know, because we think we know how to do things as Christians. We have to set aside our natural way of thinking and the way we normally operate with everything else in life. And we need to get into God's word, right? That has to be our priority. So we can develop real Bible faith, which pleases God. Then we can receive healing from God. That's his reward.
So supernatural healing is more of an earned blessing for your faith and trust in God's word, more than just a special miraculous healing that you have to pray and pray and pray really, really hard for to receive from God.
Exactly, DJ. That's perfectly said. And if you're willing to follow this entire series, and I mean the entire series because there's a lot to this, and listen with an open mind and set aside your opinions and all your preconceived religious ideas that you may have, your healing is not only possible, it is likely. And besides, CJ, when I say you have to follow this entire series, because you being a doctor, if somebody has cancer and they treat it a lot of times with chemo and radiation, right? They just don't go to one treatment. It's a series they have to go through. It's a whole process they have to go through, right? And it's not fun. And it makes them sick. And a lot of side effects. And they lose weight. And they lose their hair. And it's awful. I've known several people that have been on it. Your grandpa's been on it. Your sister has been on it. And it's horrible. It's terrible. And, you know, people do it because they want to get better. They follow doctors, and they should. But why don't we follow God's plan, too, you know? That's why I'm saying healing from God doesn't mean it's going to be easy, right? But neither is natural healing, right? If you got cancer, that's not easy. Because our natural way of thinking and our pride like to get in the way of the necessary mind renewal that the Bible talks about to get it spiritually, to receive healing spiritually, to receive healing supernaturally. We have to renew our mind. And we don't like to do that, right? DJ, it talks about that. We read this several times, but read it again. We're repeating a lot of these verses because we need to get them into us. Read Romans 12:2.
It says, "Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed, changed by the renewing of your mind with new ideas and a new attitude, so that you may prove for yourself what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God for you."
Wow, there again, it's plain and simple. Now, we're talking about receiving God's supernatural healing for a sickness or a major disease, right? So tell me then, DJ, how can anybody think that cancer or a disease of any kind could be considered good, acceptable, in the perfect will of God? Because that makes absolutely no sense to think that way in light of what God's word actually says, right?
You're absolutely right.
Why we're doing the series.
But if you, yeah, but if you still have some doubt, some form of doubt in your mind, we're in the process of giving you 30, not just three or four. We've already given up to four, but 30 reasons from the Bible backed with scriptures why we are sure and 100% convinced it is God's will for you to be healed. We said a couple weeks back, three weeks back now at this point, reason number one, God's word is medicine. And then reason number two, the strong spirit of a man. Reason number three, the original creation. And reason number four, which was last week, heaven. Number three and number four were last week. Number four was heaven and the world to come.
Reasons from the Bible, backed with lots of scripture, why we are sure, 100% convinced and persuaded, that it is God's will to heal everyone today, right?
Right.
And all these reasons, they're solid and they're convincing. You know, the Bible says, let the word of God be established out of the mouth of two or three witnesses, right? We're giving you 30, like you said, 30. So, I mean, that should be enough to convince anybody, I would think. And what amazes me is there's a lot more than 30 in the Bible. If you really look, there's a lot more than 30.
Sure.
I think God really is trying to convince us, right? When he says something over and over and over again, just different ways, we ought to get the picture, right?
It's important.
Now, if you, huh? Yeah.
It's now, important.
It's important. It. Yeah. And if you missed any of these reasons, these podcasts with these reasons, go back and watch them because they contain a lot of scripture, like I said, and insight from God's word to the truth about God's will to heal you. Right? So DJ, let's get on with the program today and go on to reason five. We are convinced and fully persuaded that it is God's will for you to be healed today because of reason number five, the origin of sickness. The origin of sickness. Let me ask you, how did sickness get on this earth? Where did it come from? Well, DJ, the answer is in Romans chapter 5. You want to read that? Romans chapter 5, verse 11 and 12.
Sure. "We rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have received our reconciliation. Therefore, just as one man entered the world and death through sin, death spread to all men because all sinned."
Wow. Again, plain and simple, really. If we'll just read it and take it in and follow it, that really says it all, doesn't it? It explains it. Now, remember, in last week's episode, we saw that death and sickness was not a part of God's original creation, didn't we? So Where did it come from? Where did death and sickness come from?
Man's sin. The scripture told us that.
Exactly. But you need to understand this. I think this is where we go astray. Death and sickness is all we have known since we've been here on this earth. Think about it, it's true. Thorns and briars and all these violent storms and destruction of all kinds, viciousness with animals attacking each other and man's doing the same thing. Everything is aging and dying. And we think this is normal, but it is not normal to God. Think about it. According to the Bible, that is not normal to God. And we saw in our last episode, when Jesus comes again, we saw this in the Revelation, everything gets restored, right? Back to the way it was, mm-hmm. right? Paradise restored. God's original creation restored. Praise God. DJ, I want you to read what the prophet Isaiah had to say about it. It's in Isaiah 11, verses 4 through 10. You want to read that?
Sure. He will give justice to the poor and make fair decisions for the exploited. The earth will shake at the force of his word, and one breath from his mouth will destroy the wicked. He will wear righteousness like a belt and truth like an undergarment. In that day, the wolf and the lamb will live together. The leopard will lie down with the baby goat. The calf and the yearling will be safe from the lion, and the little child will lead them all. The cow will graze near the bear. The cub and the calf will lie down together. The lion will eat hay like a cow. The baby will play safely near the hole of the cobra. Yes, a little child will put his hand in the nest of deadly snakes without harm. Nothing will hurt or destroy in all my holy mountain. For as the waters fill the sea, so the earth will be filled with people who know the Lord. In that day, the heir to David's throne will be a banner of salvation to all the world. The nations will rally to him, and the land where he lives will be a glorious place.
Wow. I don't even have words for that. I don't even have words for that. That's our future. And Isaiah was prophesying about what we talked about last week in the book of Revelation. That's another thing which I like about, people say, well, the Bible is just written by man. Isaiah wrote that way before Revelation was written. And it agrees, you know? So yep. Man's books couldn't do that, but it's just man. If the Holy Spirit wasn't involved, if God wasn't inspiring these people to write what they wrote, it wouldn't all agree like it does. So another thing, all this violence we see today is not the will of God. It wasn't part of his creation, and it's not part of the new heaven and the new earth, right? Animals right. attacking and eating each other, that's not part of God's will. You just read what the bear and the lion are going to lay down together, right? There's no animals attacking each other then, and certainly not man killing each other. That's not in our future. So how is this terrible death that is so commonplace today, how did it get here?
Death came through man's sin.
Exactly like the Bible says, right? And what's really sad, DJ, is death came through sin. But people in today's world make light of sin. Just look around. Look what sin has caused today. And it's continuing to get worse in our world. DJ, we live in a culture where even a lot of churches downplay sin. Some don't even like to use the word anymore. People don't sin in today's society. They just have problems they're working on. And that is a very big problem because we need to be taking sin more seriously. Just think about the sacrifice Jesus had to make to redeem us from our sin. Look at the price God had to pay. He gave up his own son for our reconciliation back to him. And besides, DJ, did you know the Bible says it pays to sin? You know that? Yeah, it pays to sin. You heard me right. It pays to sin. Read Romans 6:23.
That doesn't seem right.
Read Romans 6:23.
Romans 6:23 says, the wages of sin is death.
Well, there you go. Wages are pay, right? Your wages, when you get your paycheck, that's wages. So it pays to right. sin. But
it doesn't pay well.
Yeah, that's worse than minimum wage, isn't it? But the Bible's very clear. The wages, the payment of sin is death, right?
Right.
Now, I realize a lot of people are going to say, well, today we're under God's grace. Christians today are under grace. Well, yes, that's true. And praise God for his grace. You know, heaven would be without people if it wasn't for God's amazing grace and mercy, right? Because none of us could earn yeah. salvation. So thank God for grace. But you need to understand, crying because you got caught is not repenting. Think about that. Repent in the Bible means to change, right? And you can prayerfully cry to God all night. But if you don't change in the morning, if you don't start renewing your mind, like you said, dieting and exercising regularly in God's word, like the scripture we saw tells us to do, you haven't repented. Not of that sin. Why? Because nothing's changed on your part in your life. You're not paying any more attention to God's word than you did before. So then, don't expect God's blessings to increase in your life. I know this is harsh talk, but this is you need to get an understanding of this. Matter of fact, if you have heard the truth in God's word, like we're telling you, and still refuse to follow its instruction, you're going to get paid. And not with blessings of health and healing either. Remember, repent means to change. So if you've heard the truth and still refuse to follow the instructions in God's word, right? That disobedience is sin. Yuck. Because the wages of sin is death. Ooh, that's not too good. Now, I'm not saying if you don't read your Bible every day and follow what it says on daily, you're going to suddenly get sick and die. No, I'm not saying that at all. But still, the Bible says the wages or the pay for sin is death.
But what you are saying, Dad, is you can disqualify yourself from receiving God's blessing of healing or any other blessing of God, from that matter, by being disobedient to his word.
Exactly. But you always finish up my thought for me. Perfect. And all of us want the blessings of God in our life, don't we? Sure, yeah. We do. But DJ, here's another major problem. Most of us want to spend our time doing what we want to do, right? The truth is, we just yield to our flesh, and then we pay very little attention to our spirit. You can't be paying attention to your spirit and your flesh at the same time. It's impossible. Think about that. Now, I know some people are going to say, not me. I mean, I love God. I pray to him and I thank him every day. Okay, that's great. That really is. But let me ask you this. How much time do you spend with God's word compared to the time you spend with your hobbies or other activities? Think about that. Now, I'm not talking about the time you spend at your job or the time you take that takes you to take care of your family responsibilities. No, I'm talking about your leisure time. The time you have to do whatever you want to do. How much of that time are you giving to God? Be honest. Think about it. You don't have to answer to me. Answer to yourself. How much of that time do you give to yourself? And how much of that time do you give to God? Now, do you really think that you don't have to repent of that sin? And remember, the wages of sin is death, not blessings, not prosperity, not peace and joy, and not health and healing. So you got to follow God's ways, right?
Right. Like you were saying, Dad, thank God for grace, because God will always forgive you because he loves us. But even though God loves us and forgives us, it still can cost us.
Exactly. Why? Because our actions, above anything else, can disqualify us from receiving God's best, right? In Psalm chapter 7, verse 11 says, God is a righteous judge. You know, God is morally and ethically right. And so he acts and judges us in keeping with what is just and right, correct? On his level, not ours.
Right. So God demands that we exercise moral and theological discernment. That means we should be living by God's word instead of our natural, worldly, human flesh ways.
Exactly. So what we're saying is lose your pride, right? That's the first thing you could do. Humble yourself, lose your pride, and pay attention to God's word. And if you understand the power in God's word, you need to crave God's word because it's truth. It's your instruction book for life, as we say it, right? Because it brings health and healing to all your flesh. Wow, it's amazing. And then this, stop belittling your sin. Sin is serious, and God hates it. Sin is the reason this whole earth is messed up in the first place. Sin is why people that love God are having their lives cut short by awful diseases like cancer, right? Because sin is a byproduct, death is the byproduct, and so is disease, the byproduct of sin, right? So sin is why Christians are taking antidepressants and have so much fear and worry and problems in their life. And they think, well, I'm a Christian. I love God. I'm under his grace. Yes, that's true. But the wages of sin is death, no matter what. And you know, DJ, the more I get a spiritual understanding of God, I'm not so smart. It comes to me through his word, right? By studying his word. The more I do that, the more irritated I get with all these religious people who want to blame God for their lack of healing and come up with all these excuses like we talked about at the beginning of this podcast. And they blame God for their unanswered prayers, right? Some of them go to church and they quit going to church because they don't see any results. Let me give you a couple examples of what I'm talking about. Ever hear DJ people say things like, I just don't understand why God doesn't hear me when they're praying for something?
Oh, yeah.
I just don't understand why this is happening to me. Like God has some mystical purpose in it. You hear this kind of talk all the time, even with Christians. And here's another popular one for today. I don't know why God is allowing all this fighting and wars and shortages all over the world and all this protesting and the violence that's going on in the world today. Now,
and maybe Dad, here's another popular one, even with non-Christian people. Why do bad things happen to good people?
Exactly. Well, Jesus said, why you call me good? Only my Father in heaven is good. So we just put ourselves, you know, that's pride talking when you say things like that. Now, when people say stuff like that, maybe they're trying to couch it in nice tones, you know, but really they're saying that God is somehow behind all this terrible stuff that's happening, right? That he's got some mystical, divine purpose in innocent people being slaughtered because of their different nationalities and their different religious beliefs. And that's all kind of like a lot of people justify that through terrorism. I mean, they're waving flags and burning the American flag. They're raising the terrorist flag and burning the American flag in our own country. I've never seen anything like it.
What is the terrorist flag?
Well, the Hamas flag. They're raising. Okay. Yeah, whatever that flag. I don't even know what that is, but that's what I saw it on Fox.
I didn't know if there was a universal flag for terrorism or something that I didn't know about.
Well, they're saying death to America, death to Israel. None of that is true. God's not behind any of that rotten stuff. Now, God certainly knows what's going on, right? But God is not in control of all this stuff that's happening on the earth. No, 1,000 times, no. God has no purpose in this kind of stuff at all. What we are seeing in the world today is the result of man's sin, because man is led by the selfishness of his own flesh, right? And when you're doing that, you're not paying much attention at all to God, right? And nor are they paying attention to what God's word says, right?
Right. And this is all because when God created man, he gave man free will. Right. And when man chose to sin and disobey God, sin messed everything up. Yeah. And as God and his word become less and less relevant, man becomes more and more defiant. And as man's sin gets more and more bold, everything here on earth just gets worse and worse and worse until we're here where we are at today.
Wow. And it's going to continue to get worse. I don't think this is just a trend we're going through. I really don't. Like in the 60s with the hippie movement, it's just a fad. No, this is worse. This is systematic change. But don't let me scare you. Don't get all worried. Have faith. Why? Because God is a good God. And he created everything perfectly. And he promises, we saw last week, that he's going to restore that again. Right? Paradise restored. He gave us that in his word. And that is our future. And that makes me happy.
But for now, though, Dad, even in the middle of this sin-filled, messed-up world, you still have to repent. You still need to repent. You can choose to believe, obey, and submit to the directions in God's word. And if you do that, you will absolutely be blessed.
Good point, DJ. So in the midst of this mean and ugly world, you can be protected, right? If you follow God's word. In the midst of this germ-infested, disease-filled planet, you can be healed, right? If you pay attention to God's word. In the midst of this bad economy filled with shortages and high prices that are out of control, you can have all your needs met if you pay attention to God's word. Not just pay attention to it, obey what it says, right? Activate your faith, right? Obey God's word. And it's not that hard, especially when you come to understand, as you and I have, God knows how to make us happier than we do, right, DJ? I used to say right. that expression, but now I really believe it because it's true. Glory to God.
So to kind of recap everything we went over today, where did sickness come from? Man's sin. God did not create it, so it is not part of his plan for your life or my life or dad's life. Sickness is a part of death.
You know what else is included in death, DJ, that God's word talks about? I'm not going to get into all that today because we don't have time to look into that. But you know what else the Bible says? It talks about any kind of harassment. It talks about trouble. It talks about extreme worry and fear. And even is, you know what else is included in death? Poverty. Because think about it. You can get so discouraged with something and you can worry so much about some trouble you're in. And you can carry so much worry and fear inside you that can make you sick. And if you don't let it go, you could die from that. You could get so sick and depressed, you could die from it. And listen to this. This is another true statement. If you get poor enough, talk about poverty, and you don't get any help, you don't have any money, no help from anybody, you don't seek any help, you'll starve to death, right? So worry and fear and trouble and harassment, all this stuff is incipient death, meaning it's just a smaller, lesser degree of death, right? Sure. DJ, you being a doctor, if a person gets enough sickness in their body, they're dead, right?
Yeah, I think that goes without saying, but yeah.
I know that's simplistic, but we need to pay attention to this stuff because the things we let go, the things we don't, the little things. The Bible says the devil is the great deceiver. Little by little, your spirit gets weaker and weaker, little by little, little by little. And none of this terrible stuff that we see happening on this earth today, none of it would be here if it wasn't for sin. That's what I'm saying.
So,
Dad, pay attention to sin.
Yeah. So to say that sickness, which is a part of death caused by sin, which is what you're saying, is the will of God, is to say that sin itself would be the will of God, right?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Say that again. That's a good one, DJ. Say that again.
I don't even remember what I said. So to say that sickness is will of God, to follow that logic, you'd be saying that sin itself is the will of God.
Exactly. Because sickness is part of death, right?
Right.
And death is the result of sin. So, yeah, you're right. And we know that sin isn't the will of God. Any Christian in their right mind would say, no, sin, is it God's will for you to sin? No. We all know that's not true. Simply right. Based on what the Bible says, right? And if there never had been any sin, you said this, there never would have been any death. And then if there hadn't been any death, there'd never be any sickness, or there would never have been any poverty, because that's part of it. You know, an old-time faith healer from the 1800s said this, sickness is the foul offspring of its father Satan and its mother sin. Now, it might not be quite that simple, but there's no denying that statement is biblically correct. I'll say it again. Sickness is the foul offspring of its father, Satan, and its mother, sin. So to say sickness is sometimes the will of God is to say sin is sometimes the will of God, because according to God's word, sickness is the product of sin. See what I'm saying?
Yep. So here's another problem, Dad. We want the blessings of God, but still we want to do whatever we want to do. Right. But can we just yield to our flesh and still live a long, healthy, prosperous life and receive all of God's best and blessings?
Well, DJ, according to God's word, the answer is no, you can't.
Right.
Because you said, even though God loves us and he forgives us, our disobedience to his word is sin, right? So it will cost us, because the wages to pay for sin is death. So for someone to say that sometimes sickness is the will of God is to say that sometimes sin is the will of God. Why? Because according to the Bible, sickness is the byproduct of sin, and that simply is not true.
So we are sure and fully persuaded it is God's will for you to be healed today because of reason number 5, the origin of sickness.
Exactly. Well, DJ, how long have we gone?
Over 40 minutes.
Okay, so I think that's enough today. I don't have enough time to get into the next reason. I was hoping to get into reason 6 today because it goes right along with reason 5, but we'll do it on our next podcast. Because I want to take our time with this stuff. What we're talking about could be the difference between life or death for someone, really. I know that sounds dramatic, but it's true. I mean, because if you're suffering with cancer and you're going through chemo and radiation treatments and awful stuff like that, that's very dramatic, right? Takes a lot of time. That's hard. That's horrible. And nobody likes that. So I want to take our time with this. And people still do it. They put their trust in doctors and medicine because they want to get better, and they should, rightly so. But why not do everything you can spiritually, right, at the same time? And because we know that God loves them, and because we know that sickness and disease is not from God, and because we know that healing is the will of God, we will continue this series for as long as it takes. Right, DJ? So you too can be convinced and fully persuaded that healing is the will of God for you. God's word will heal you, right? Anything you want to add to that, DJ?
I guess we'll be doing this for the next 5 years.
No, not that long.
Okay, only 4. No, I did want to say, Dad, that I want to let everyone know that we're probably not going to be posting an episode next week. We're going to be taking a 1-week break, and I know we said that in the past, and it's went on for much longer than the time we said we're going to take a break, but this will actually only be 1 week.
Yeah, well, we have to take a break because you and me and your mom and your grandpa, we're traveling to Cranberry, Pennsylvania, where you live, because we're helping you move again right, to a bigger apartment this time. You know, this is the second time we had to help you move, DJ. And I hate moving. I hate moving.
Me too.
I moved to college, moved you back home. I moved you down there. Now I'm moving you again. Come on. I haven't moved that many times in my whole life. Come on. So, listen, you better treat your dad real nice and with a nice surf and turf dinner while we're down there. Huh?
How about I get you a Big Mac and call it good?
Now, your next move will probably be when you're a doctor and you buy a house, right?
That'd be ideal, yeah.
Yeah. But, okay, well, you'll be making the big bucks then. So as a doctor, you can hire a moving company. You won't have to rely on dad's van, right?
Right.
I'm telling you, DJ, my body doesn't want to work that hard anymore. And just because I'm healed doesn't mean I'm stupid. I want to slow down a little bit. Well, anyways. No, then
Nothing. Never mind.
I'll take it easy. I want to enjoy my life. I don't want to go move and move and move and lift those heavy boxes and all that stuff.
But there is good news for our viewers when it comes to me moving, because I'm sure it's probably a little bit obvious. Maybe it's not super bad, but there's a little bit of a delay between you and me right now. And that's because my internet here at this apartment that I'm at currently isn't the greatest. And when we move to our new apartment, our internet will be a little bit better. So that delay might be better. And
yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes we talk over each other and it's because we're delayed. So right. I hopefully that'll get better. Yeah. Because I don't hear you right away. Sometimes a little bit of delay, and probably you're the same. Is mine the same way with you receiving it? Yeah.
Yep.
Well, and so I'm sure your mom will be, we're talking about leaving early Saturday morning, but, you know, early for your mom isn't as like you and me consider early. Well, I don't know. I think you're more like your mom than me. When I say,
yeah, I was going to say early for me is like early for me is like 10 a.m. Yeah.
Well, I'm sure she's going to be talking to you. And so you'll know what time we're getting down there Saturday. So, okay.
Sounds good. Listen, I appreciate you guys helping me out.
Well, we love you and we're glad to do it because I know when you're a doctor and you're making the big bucks, hey, you can buy your dad a nice brand new pickup truck.
Okay, here we go.
So listen,
I'll buy you. Dad, I'll buy you a brand new, nice, brand new pickup truck with the money we make off of this podcast.
Well, you better start putting a link so people can donate. You better put a link on here so people can donate their hard-earned money to Reborn Report. You know,
yeah,
for Dad's pickup truck fund. No, there listen. You go. Hey, thanks for watching today. We really appreciate all of our faithful watchers. And please subscribe to our channel. It really helps us.
And share this podcast with anybody else you think would benefit from it. And everybody should benefit from it. So share it with everybody. Because there are way too many people that are lost and sick. And we know God's just really not happy about that. God wants everyone to be healed and saved. Right, Dad?
Exactly. You know, I've said this before, and I'm just going to say it one last time before we end. Is it God's will for anybody but to die lost? No, nobody would say it is. It's not God's will. But are people dying lost? Yes, because they have to do something to get saved, right? They have to believe. It's the same way with healing. You know, you just don't pray and hope that God will save you, right? You have to know something. You have to know that this is will, and then you can receive salvation, right? It's the same way with healing. Same way with healing. So join us back here in 2 weeks, because we won't be here next week. 2 weeks, we'll be back here on Reborn Report, where the word of God will get you fired up. It'll get you healed, and it'll make you happy, too.
Don't forget to donate to Don's pickup truck fund, and we can guarantee you will be healed.
I will be. I won't have to walk anymore. Hey, thanks for watching, and we'll see you all in 2 weeks. I love you, DJ. See you Saturday.
Love you, too. See you guys.
Bye. Ooh, yuck.